Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode one of the Chess Study Podcast. So this is a new podcast that I'm going to launch on my YouTube channel, where I just basically talk about chess and chess study and, you know, try to keep it interesting in a podcast style. Obviously, we can't see the board, but I do think that you can learn a lot just from hearing about how other players study. For now, this is just going to be me talking, answering questions, and maybe talking about either books or resources or interesting ideas about chess, maybe even chess news. So I'm just going to start with a question I saw on my previous video by Frank. He says, how do you study in order to get from 0 to 1400? So from my own personal background, I was able to basically go from 0 to 1400 within about 6 months. And I did that by following, I'll say first off, that I was very obsessed and I was able to reach 1400 pretty quickly, almost 1500, by obsessively studying basic tactics and, more importantly, playing over the board. Now, I had a very supportive family, and they probably shouldn't allow me to do this, but my dad did allow me to drive myself, even though I didn't have a driver's license, to the chess club every Tuesday. I knew how to drive, but because I was able to go with consistency for those 6 months, I went every Tuesday, and I played a very long game, normally from 7 p.m., sometimes those games would go until 1 a.m. in the morning. They were long tournament control games, so I was consistently able to play against stronger opposition. Now, that is the key to improving, and that's why a lot of players don't improve, because they're stuck playing online. Now, I'm at a point where I can learn a lot from playing Blitz, but when you're starting out, you're just going to make a ton of mistakes. I can see the mistakes I make, and even then, actually, I'll say that I've never really gotten better playing on Blitz. In fact, I've probably got worse because you end up not analyzing deeply, not really thinking deeply, and you do learn a lot of patterns which actually do help you in long tournament control games that you further internalize. You'll say, "Oh, I remember, you know, playing a similar position in a Blitz game." But the truth is, if you want to get from 0 to 1400 quickly, I'd say within a year, you have to play long tournament control games consistently, and I would say obsessively study 1 to 2 move tactics. All the other things don't really matter. You just basically need to spot tactical shots and spend time calculating and thinking on your own in front of a real board. Now, there's something about the 3D nature of looking at the board that does something to the human brain, and that's not often talked about. All these really, really strong, you know, the top grandmasters, they're spending their whole life in front of a real board. You know, they're going to these tournaments playing 100 or 200 games a year for hours sitting in front of a real board, and then they come, you know, like Magnus Carlsen comes on Live Chess and just blows away everybody in a bullet tournament. Well, he didn't necessarily get there by playing bullet. He got there throughout the whole year. Now, this is why I'm not really, you know, talking about getting to grandmaster or anything. I don't really have any goals like that, because I don't want to spend 200, even 100 days out of the year sat in front of a chessboard. I love playing chess, and I love playing it online. Now, I do plan to get to 2200, though. I have a tournament scheduled in March, so we'll see how that goes. The next question is asked by Lanier, basically just asking about my background. How does my chess career look like? Did I start in a club? Did I have a coach? Did I self-improve? And how much time did I work on my skills on an average daily basis? So in terms of statistics, I'm 2,000 rated, which is in the top, I guess I would say 10th percentile, at least in the 92nd percentile. So I'm better than 92% of all tournament players that play seriously. Now, you know, of course, I'm not the best player in the world, but I can beat the average tournament player, and I do know quite a bit more than how I play sometimes. But let's start with, did I start in a club? Yes, I started with the Portland Chess Club. That's very important to join a real chess club when you're playing. The next best thing would be to play 15-minute games. I would say if you're under 1,500, do not play Blitz. Now, the problem with Blitz is that it's addicting. You get an adrenaline rush and you get a dopamine rush when you win a game, and it's very exciting. So it's kind of like a drug addict going for that quick high, but you're really not benefiting yourself in the long term. I'll say that I had a pretty good upbringing for chess. I started late in the chess world, around 14 years old, and I was obsessed like for about a year, but it did die out because I was, you know, getting older, and basically you found girls, and I was into music too. So that was kind of taking precedence. And also just sitting in your room and studying will kind of get old after a while. But, you know, that's definitely a talent. Kasparov said that himself. He said that hard work is a talent, and I agree with that. These players who get to the top, they're just completely obsessed with chess, and also they have the personality to never let their interest wane. Now, I've always been, you know, hopscotching around different things, and that's why I've, you know, had different careers, taught myself different skills. I'm always learning and getting interested in new things, and, you know, I'm happy to play at the level I'm at. I just, basically, once I get to 2200, I'll be happy. Because I think that's a significant accomplishment. I don't care what anybody else says. It's very hard to get there. And, you know, there's a lot of people who denigrate because a computer is saying, even grandmasters will say, oh, this grandmaster blundered. Well, you know, why don't you try to do it and see how that is? That's all I say to those people. Now, mostly I did self-improve. The good thing about a chess club is that you meet people who give you tips. I never really had a coach or anything like that. Basically, I taught myself with tactics books, and I'll say that playing was the most effective thing. But I did have Fritz at the time. I think it was like Fritz 7. It would kind of talk to you. It was a funny computer program. It would tell you, I don't know, in some like French voice of what you did wrong. Now, I did spend, I would say during that time that I improved from 0 to 1400, I did spend about 2 to 3 hours at a chessboard looking at games that I had played either on the internet chess server or going through games, I would say Paul Morphy. Now, my kind of chess, the chess that I like is chess that has life in it. You know, this whole computer chess stuff is really not my style. I want nothing to do with it. This last World Chess Championship was an abomination. I don't care what anybody says. You know, even Magnus Carlsen's getting tired of all these draws and all this stuff. These players are too good to play like that, and I don't want to watch it. It's boring. And it's funny that they have this, you know, they're unwilling to update the time controls. 6-hour games, nobody really wants to watch a 6-hour game. You know, in the days of Paul Morphy, people didn't know everything about chess, and actually he quit chess when he was 21. They saw it as just something fun to do, and that's what I'll see it as. That's what I see it as. I like to play games where I don't want to know everything about a specific position. That's basically just, you know, it's memorization. I want to play against somebody who I have a chance of beating, of course, but it's fun to get lost in the thicket of variations. And it's fun to not know what's going to happen. To me, that's what chess is. It's a game. It's not life. But, you know, that's just my own philosophy of chess. What happens when you take a longer break? Definitely, if I take a longer break, I get rusty. I've been surprised lately how quick it comes back. I'll say I was playing, I took about a couple months break, and I came back playing some Blitz, and you know, I tanked to the 1800 level, but pretty quickly I was able to get myself above 2000 again. But definitely tactics goes pretty quickly, and also your ability to calculate variations. but it does come back pretty quickly. Also, if you're rusty when you take a break, I'll say that visualizing the board really has helped me, where I'll visualize the board or a game I know. I've memorized a few games, just, you know, like the Opry House game I can see in my head. It's a short game. I think it's like 17 moves. You know, memorizing some miniatures maybe helps. And then if you get rusty, you just go through that. It really, I don't know, it's something about the visualization and memorization that helps. You know, that, again, if you want to get really, really good, really fast, you need to be able to visualize the board, and definitely sitting in front of a real one helps. But you'll see all the strong players, they have the board in their head. I can see how they do it. I've had the board in my head at various times, like when I was playing in the Millionaire Chess, that it, just something about the focused the focused battle, it makes you visualize things very clearly. In terms of a chess career, I really haven't had any career, I'd say. It's always been kind of a hobby for me. But, you know, I've had some successes throughout the years. I won the Portland Winter Open, where they had, I think there was a FIDE Master, International Master, lots of National Masters and experts, and I got first place. I think the whole field, I think I was under 1800 at the time. That was 2012 was my biggest year of study in terms of chess. That was the biggest leap I made. And what I did in that year was I basically read three books. I went through those books, the Zurich Tournament book. There was Silman's Endgame course. It was Sharpen Your Tactics by Natalie Lean. But, you know, I will say that the tactics book helped the most. Looking through Master Games does give you some kind of feel for how masters play. But actually, the most important thing in that year was I played 6,000 to 8,000 Blitz games that I did analyze every single one on chess.com at the time. And that work, I'll say, because it is work. You can play a Blitz game or any game. If you don't analyze it, you don't get anything from it. So I analyzed it. They had kind of a unique feature, you know, just push and it'll show you, you just push a button, it'll show you where you went wrong. Lichess.org is way better, in my opinion now. But that's what I did. You know, it was a lot of work to play that many games, and it took a lot of time. I was probably playing 4 to 5 hours in a night. And I think Anish Giri had a interview where he was saying that that's how he got good, just playing on the internet chess club against really strong players. So you do have to get to a certain level before you start playing. I would say a basic level would be 1500 before you start playing a lot of blitz or something. But there is a certain period of time in every player's life that gets pretty good where they play a ton of games at one point. And Bobby Fischer even had that. I think they were saying he would spend all night at Frank Brady's house playing Blitz. I have a love-hate relationship with Blitz, I'll say that. It's addicting, but it's also good. It can give you bad habits, but it can also give you exposure to a lot of positions. So this will conclude episode 1 of the Chess Study Podcast. And if there was any other questions, I'll answer them in episode 2. Throughout this week, I encourage you, if you have any specific questions about chess or anything, please leave them in any of the video's comments, and I'll try to get around to them in episode 2. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the future.